November 14, 2019. Only the Sun Sets You Free, Part 8. Today we continue the series of these themes with yet another lack of freedom which can burden our lives as a whole, but also our spiritual life, and considerably reduce the gift of real freedom in Christ. Overcoming these lack of freedoms is extremely important, and they will even become dangerous if you do not master them. For these reflections, I take Dietrich von Hildebrand, Transformation in Christ, to help, especially the chapter on the true freedom. So we will speak about the oversized influenceability. This is related to the theme of human fear, which arises from a general weakness and excessive receptivity to impressions. On 7 and 8 November, we have already considered some aspects of human fear. Some people became internally dependent on others who are purely dynamically superior to them. They take on foreign views not because they convince them purely objectively, but because they are presented with great force. One usually drops these views after a while, when the immediate contact with a dynamically superior person has ceased. But for a certain time, the aspect that other people have of certain things displaces one's own. It can go so far, if we have such an influencing predisposition, that we allow ourselves to be so intimidated by the firm will of another person that our own decisions are shattered before their will, that our firm intentions break with the resistance of others. Indeed, even as a result of this weakness, we temporarily adopt the views and attitudes of other persons. Normally, dependence does not go to the last depth of our being, but it may be that we allow ourselves to be forced into aspects that do not actually fit to our inner principles. We can now easily understand how important it is to become aware of this weakness and to address it, especially in this day and age, with the overpresence of the media and constant influence. It is very prudent to deal with such a weakness. I say this also with regard to the many manipulations, half-truths, lies, distortions, and so on, which we can be subjected to. That is why it is important to fight with all our strength against this deep form of non-freedom. Dietrich von Hildebrand gives the following advice in his book. If we have such an influencing predisposition, we must first avoid contact with people who are dynamically superior to us, and to start from a false worldview, if it's possible. This is not to run away, because we don't want to fight, but a humble self-knowledge that correctly assesses one's own strength. Secondly, if contact with such people is unavoidable, We must explicitly close ourselves in advance against this influence with which we reckon from the outset. We must not leave a moment of rest, not a moment of the otherwise self-evident opening to the sympathetic participation with strangers. It is necessary to distinguish the situations in which we open our souls wide and those in which we have to completely close them as we breathe deeply in a pure mountain air but hold our breath in a bacilli intended stuffy air. I think Hildebrandt's advice is extremely valuable because we must not be subject to a false self-assessment that we are strong enough to deal with people of all kinds and to listen to all sorts of opinions when we already know that they are going in the wrong direction. Such disputes should only arise if we are really strong and firm enough and, best of all, have also consulted with our spiritual father, if we are lucky enough to have a good one. Here should be the motivation to help the other person to recognize his error. It would be quite wrong to act out of pride and self-overestimation, or to go into a field dangerous to the soul out of unhealthy curiosity. This is, of course, all the more true if we are very easily influenced. I also emphasize these things with regard to false prophets in our church who no longer proclaim according to the true doctrine. One should not listen to them. We remember a word from the Lord, "Be aware of the Pharisees' leavover." This is a clear indication to avoid to listen to false teachings. It becomes particularly important when we are exposed to increasing anti-Christian propaganda, which can come to us from the political side. Statements that do not correspond to our morality and the truth cannot be followed. On the contrary, they must be resisted. For the sake of the importance of this issue, we will continue to do so tomorrow.
Today's communion verse says, "You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes."
Beati Immaculati in via, qui ambulant in lege Domini.